CBSI and the world. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. And from the surface of the planet Earth, we're heading to the surface of our favorite star, the sun. Bob, it's time for a sunspot update. There is a graph you provided each month, and it's an estimate of where we are in this solar maximum cycle. How are we doing?
Well, as we've been doing now for 2 years, the sun continues to roar on and prove the consensus among the solar science community has been completely wrong. And in fact, this is going to be the second solar cycle in a row where they have been completely wrong. Now, when I say this, the sun is basically being much, 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 much more active than they predicted. There's only one small group of scientists, outliers, who predicted we're going to have a strong solar maximum, and it looks like they're the only ones that are going to be right. The consensus prediction had been it was going to be a weak solar maximum. That doesn't appear to be the case. I am not actually criticizing the consensus solar science community when I tell you they were wrong, because they're scientists, and they know that they're making a guess and a prediction based on their limited knowledge of the sun, and they could be wrong. And any scientist, solar scientist I talk to, will admit to that fact, John. What's been the problem is that the science, the public and the press has been treating scientists almost like witch doctors. Anything they say must be true. And so, because the consensus is what matters, but science is not a democracy. It doesn't, the people who are right are not the majority. It's who is right based on the data. And so this story about the sunspot just proves the basics of science, that you don't depend on opinions or consensus. You depend on what the data actually tells you.
We go from the surface of our favorite star, the sun, to the surface of Mars. This is Jurong, and it's moving along. What is Jurong, Bob? Remind.
Yes. Well, we got two different quick stories about rovers on the Mars. I'm sorry. Jurong is Chinese rover that landed a little over a year ago. About a year ago. And, you know, they don't tell us much, the Chinese, not anymore, not recently, not in the last 6 months. But they had a short news article in their state-run press this week, which basically said that it had traveled in an extra 1,300 feet. Didn't tell us where it went and what it had done. So I've posted a map on Behind the Black showing where it could have gone from its last known position. The Jurong is entering a very treacherous period for it, because Mars is going into the winter, and Jurong was not designed to last through the Martian winter. It's a solar-powered rover. You're going to have a lot more dust storms, which means the panels could get covered with dust. The sun is at a lower angle, which means it doesn't get as much sunlight. So whether this thing was only supposed to last 3 months, 90 days, it's now lasted more than a year. Whether it can make it through the six-month-long winter of Mars remains the big unknown right now, and that's the big story there. The second rover story I've got, John, is I've got some cool pictures on Behind the Black of the navigation image that come down from Perseverance. And Perseverance was designed very cleverly so that the way they send these navigation pictures down, they are all already arranged in a manner that you can see them as a panorama or how they all fit together. And that makes the job of the navigators, the engineers who run Perseverance, much easier to try to figure out where they're going to go next. And so I've got this great montage which forms a panorama of where Perseverance is about to head in the future. And it gives you a clear idea how they navigate the rover on Mars. And that's just cool. They're in the process of exploring the base of the delta, and this picture shows you where they're going.
And that's the shadow of the rover we're looking at. Is that it?
That's correct. And you can see how these 16 pictures form a much larger panorama fitted together. And that's how they're downloaded. So when they come down, they're automatically placed into a panorama view. And so that makes the job of the engineers much easier. They can instantly see where they're going. And yes, you can see the rover's shadow. You can see the delta in the distance. And you can see the smooth ground in the future that they want to travel on. It's very nice.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We'll travel to Mars again soon enough to see the cool images that Bob posts. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.